Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We're dental practice brokers. I am a dentist for 25 years, been doing the dental practice brokerage for 14 years. So today's topic is buyer extremely anxious and frustrated waiting for document and statistical reports from the dental practice seller. We'll get into what happened. So as you know, we're now involved in 22 states selling dental practices. We have 10 employees, and we're available now at 363 days a year. We take off Christmas and Easter. So we're at your command. From 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. East Coast time. So give us a ring anytime. Our phone number is 201-663-0935. And our email or website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. So give us a call. We'd be happy to talk to you. Now, this information you're about to hear, and once again, our phone number, 201-663-0935. What you're about to hear today is for entertainment purposes only. It's not legal or business advice. So, also be aware if you're trying to sell a dental practice and you want to sell to a large group, we're first of all, we're available for free consultations all the time. But if you want to sell to a dental large group DSO, we can help you with that. We're independent. We don't work for them. But we can provide you information. They'll pay our commission usually, almost all the time. Our commission is paid. And we work with a variety of them. So stay tuned with that. There'll be no commission for you on the large dental DSO deals. And if you do work with us on these large deals, we will get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. All right, so give us a call. Now, today's topic is this buyer is going crazy and is frustrated and about to give up because the seller is so slow with these dribs and drabs of financial information. The buyer, the dentist, is trying to use logic and thinks, well, now, wait a minute. You're trying to sell your practice. Why can't I have all the data and financial reports I need right away? Why can't you focus on that? Well, unfortunately, that's the nature of the business. Sellers are slow. Sellers feel, and we've talked about this before, but it's an ongoing thing. I'm telling the buyer, look, you've gone this far. It's a seller's market, not a buyer's market. You can keep your eye open for another practice, but keep pursuing this. You've gone this far. You may be much closer than you think. Don't give up now is my message. We, as brokers, will do whatever we can to stay on the seller's case so they get so tired of hearing from us that they figured, okay, here's the info. So sometimes it's slow. Sometimes it's very slow. And it is enough to drive you crazy. But you as the buyer, what are you going to do? You're going to start all over again with a new practice and put up with the same aggravation? You could do that anyway. You could do it simultaneously. But I'm telling you, it is the nature of the business that the sellers are slow, very slow, to sometimes give up all the financial data, all the records. One of the reasons why is when they bought a practice, all they saw was a tax return. That was it. It's different now. Sellers, it's a buyer's seller's market, not a buyer's market. And you've got to learn to be patient. You can't let it drive you crazy because some of these buyers keep trying to get their arms around why is the seller so slow in releasing certain financial information and reports. They're only giving it to me in dribs and drabs is often the complaint. I don't understand this. Well, I feel for you. And we go through the same thing. That's why I have two CB accounts, constantly requesting data, constantly on behalf of the bank, getting more information. It is difficult. I hear you. But listen, success is not easy. That's your answer. It's never easy to be successful. It takes a period of time. You can't use normal logic on this. is just accept it and keep pursuing it and hounding it. You don't want to drive the seller crazy, but that's what we do. Hey, let's do this. You can get disabled while you're waiting. The value of the practice plummets. Now, sometimes they're not. Why is it? Maybe they have another buyer. But we don't do that. We don't put two buyers, head to head and not pay attention to you because we're trying to push another buyer. I don't have time for that. I'm too busy. We're in 22 states. We have actively like 8 practices simultaneously all the time, inactive. That's moving towards closing all the time. So we don't have time for that nonsense. We just don't do it. All right? So that's kind of where you are with this. You have to just hang tough. You got to be tough. Keep your eye open to another practice because this one could fall apart. It could happen. And we'll keep an eye going. As frustrating as it is for you, it's frustrating for us, but we're accustomed to this because we deal with this all the time. Sellers taking forever. Even on the big DSO sales, you would think the DSO salesman's trying to get the information. We're trying to get the information. The doctor's slow to move. We hear you. And we're trying to do whatever we can to get everything expedited. But, that's kind of where you're at with this. Hang tough. Understand it's not you. It's not specifically the seller. Don't get yourself too crazy. Keep an eye open towards other practices all the time. Any deal could fall apart. 70% of deals that after a DSO is, after a letter of intent is delivered, 70% will go to closing. Higher percentage with DSOs, but 70% will go. But you got to remember, 30% don't go through. That's the way it is, but you have to go through the process. We don't have a magic ball to tell you which is going to go through, which is not going to go through. It is great when we have sellers that are extremely responsive. I mean, unbelievably responsive. Sometimes it's the spouse in the relationship that gets all the financials, but that's kind of what the story is. Just want to let you know and get you to understand the process. Don't get frustrated. And we'll get this together. Okay? All right. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button and we will get this together for you. We'll hear all the new, we're making all the time. We're at 421 so far. I think it's 421 YouTube videos. Over 100 practices for sale. Hopefully we have what you want. Call us. Thank you. All right. I'm down the Jersey Shore. It's getting warm. I'm getting so excited for summertime. We are on this. I can't wait. I love the beach. Hopefully in the future, for 2 or 3 months out of the year, I'll be reporting from some warm climate somewhere in the world. But I'm still working. We're getting a lot of new recycled sellers. These were buyers before, because I've been doing this 14 years. We're getting recycling now, which is extremely exciting. So these are buyers from 14 years ago that bought and have change of life circumstances, maybe selling now, maybe looking for a bigger space and selling them when they have now and buying a different practice in a different state. I mean, there's a lot going on. So we're getting more and more sellers. I'm very excited about this. Obviously, I'm not going to retire. You don't have to worry. I'm in it for the long haul. All right, team. Hey, don't forget about our cruise coming up. I think one in January, one in February. Get on that. It is going to be great. I mean, you're going to learn so much. We'll have attorneys, bankers, accountants, all dental related there. And I'm going to be there. Incredible. We're going to have a lot of fun. Breakfast at... we'll have together, order mimosas. We're on this. We're going to learn a lot, see a lot, have fun, and have fun every day is what our theme is. I'll see you, team. Bye.